Throughout the world, people of all faiths will be celebrating St. Patrick. There will be people today who celebrate St. Patrick's Day that do not know who it is they are celebrating or why he is important. But today we celebrate St. Patrick, the Apostle of Ireland, a Catholic priest and bishop, and great teacher of the faith. There are things that maybe about St. Patrick that we believe that really aren't true. For example, so many people believe that he was an Irishman, but he wasn't. St. Patrick was born in Britain, and in his teenage years was kidnapped and enslaved. He broke away from his slavery, was emancipated, liberated, and went back home. He studied for the priesthood because during that time of captivity, he returned to the faith of his childhood, praying and finding solace in God. He was ordained a priest and said that he wanted to go back to Ireland to preach the gospel to the very people that enslaved him. He went back to Ireland and there was ordained a bishop and became a great teacher of the faith. St. Patrick, according to legend, drove out all of the snakes in Ireland and used a shamrock to teach about the Trinity. As I think about St. Patrick, I can't help but think of two verses from our scriptures this weekend. In our first reading from the prophet Jeremiah, God is speaking through his prophet, and he says, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And in our second reading from the letter to the Hebrews, it says that Jesus offered prayers and supplications to the Father. And as I think about these two verses, I will be their God and they shall be my people, and Jesus offering prayers and supplications, I think of St. Patrick and the Lorica, known as the breastplate prayer. This prayer of St. Patrick that is quite fitting to be a morning offering. But I think that prayer of St. Patrick, which many of you know some words of it, whether it's the beginning, I arise today, or maybe it's from the latter portion of it, Christ with me, Christ behind me, Christ at my left, Christ at my right. And so that litany of phrases referring to Christ. But I think St. Patrick in this prayer, the breastplate prayer, encompass these two scripture passages. I will be their God and they shall be my people. So in the Lorica it begins, I arise today through a mighty strength, through the invocation of the Trinity, through the belief in the threeness, through confession of the oneness. It's saying, God, I want you to be my God, Father, Son, and Spirit. I arise today because you are God, because I am your holy people. I'm a part of them. I arise today through the strength of Christ's birth and baptism. I arise today by his crucifixion and burial, by his resurrection and ascension. And so it's claiming the second person of the Trinity and saying, I want you to be my God. And I rise today as your follower and believer because of everything I believe about who you are. God's strength to pilot me, God's might to uphold me, God's wisdom to guide me. Maybe thinking of the Holy Spirit there. I arise today with these realities, God, Father, Son, and Spirit being my God and me being their follower. Now, the second movement of the prayer, I think, gets to the supplications. We think of Jesus praying and offering his supplications to the Father, and now how St. Patrick, centuries later, is offering his prayers to the Father and addressing the Lord Jesus. One of his supplications, he summons God's power against all evils. So he names the evil things of his time and God's power against them all. And then he says, Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ at my right, at my left, when I lie down, when I sit down, all of these things, almost as if he's supplicating Christ, I want you to be with me from the beginning of the day to the end of the day and every place in between. I never want you to be far from me. And that's what he's asking. I think in this prayer of the Lorica, what St. Patrick is saying is, I want Christ to be the priority of my life. I want Christ to be at the center of my life so that he will be my God and I will be his follower. And because he is my God and because I am following him, that I arise today and I pray to him in my time of need. Today, we have the opportunity to make the prayer of St. Patrick our own. Today, like St. Patrick, we can come to realize whose we are, that we belong to God, that he will be my God, Father, Son, and Spirit, and I will be a faithful follower and believer. And that, like St. Patrick, I will offer my prayers and supplications to the Lord God, relying on the Trinity for my help and my support.